I'm Haley Brownlow Winslow, new to the Carleton Football Club this season, here with the first edition of a behind-the-scenes look at CFC. This episode is dedicated to this weekend's Sir Doug Nichols Indigenous Round, but first, I'll tell you a little bit about your host, because clearly, I'm not from around here. I moved to Australia in August after deciding to take a break from my seven-year career as an American television news and sports reporter and anchor of a fun football segment in Florida called Winslow's Wild Things. With a dream of exploring the land down under, I decided life is too short not to, and bought a plane ticket. It's been an adventure, to say the least. I spent the first couple months traveling down the east coast of Australia in a camper van and zipping over to New Zealand with a kangaroo onesie and my crazy cousin Casey. Two fearless blondes who grew up sailing and camping together, we knew how to master fun, run into trouble, laugh at ourselves, and most of all, conquer outdoor adventure. We went canyon swinging, zorbing, ziplining, lugeing, extreme whitewater rafting, scuba diving, surfing, waterfall sliding, and hiking through the rainforest and national parks. With our bank accounts cleaned out onto the counters of convincing, good-looking, worldly adventure salesmen, we quickly found ourselves curbside with the slew of German and English backpackers, living off $5 dominoes, a jar of peanut butter, I still haven't warmed up to Vegemite, and warm Jameson, Casey's fault. We found creative and sometimes illegal ways to shower, mastered missing our train stop, driving on the American side of the road, and herding escape artist sheep. We gained a sincere appreciation for the Australian outdoors, chased some incredible sunsets, and embraced freedom in the truest sense of the word. With $87 to my name, I convinced our American waitress in Byron Bay to let me crash on her couch for a few days, which turned into a week, and quickly secured a job as an ocean kayaking tour guide and beachy bartender. Casey reluctantly had to fly back to Florida to return to her bartending gig, and I spent the next 6 months embracing my inner hippie and happy-vibed, no-worries-mate, barefooted, surf-central Byron Bay. Life was good, and it just keeps getting better. 2 months ago, I left the easternmost tip of Australia to experience Melbourne with the privilege of working for the Carlton Blues. So here I am, ready to rumble. And with Brownlow as my middle name and the award name for the AFL's most prestigious player, I feel like I'm in the right industry. Now in charge of this blog and podcast, I'm appropriately calling it Brownlow's Blues. So for the first episode, I'm focusing on round 10, the Sir Doug Nichols round. This weekend's round, deemed the biggest national sporting ceremony in the country, celebrates the relationship between the AFL and Australia's Indigenous culture. This year, the AFL has officially renamed the Indigenous round the Sir Doug Nichols round as a mark of respect to his enduring legacy. If you're not familiar with his story, Sir Doug Nichols is an Australian football icon and country leader, deeply committed to excellence and reconciliation on and off the field. He was an elite footballer, boxer, Church of Christ pastor, human rights strategist, the first Aboriginal person to be knighted, and among many other titles, the first appointed to a vice-regal office, serving as governor of South Australia from 1976 until his resignation 5 months later due to poor health. He passed away in 1988 at age 81, but his legacy lives on and is now rightfully recognized. Joining me now is Doug Stevenson, in charge of the Sir Doug Nichols round for Carlton. Doug, you've spoken to the Nichols family. What does this round mean to them?
Speaking with Aunty Pam, his daughter, and you know, Ngara Murray and other members of the Nichols family, it means so much to have, you know, the country's greatest vehicle, that greatest sort of celebration, that being AFL, you know, really sort of embraced the lessons that his life taught, and I think to be on that national scale and to really sort of help tell that story is something they're really, really proud of and something that, you know, they're very much looking forward to.
As a footballer, Sir Doug Nichols played in three grand finals, including on a premiership team in 1929 and runners-up the two following years, and in 1934 he was third in the Brownlow medal count. Sir Nichols dreamed of donning the Carlton Guernsey, but left the club because he didn't feel welcome. Doug, can you take us back to that era and what the club did last week to acknowledge its past with the Nichols family?
Yeah, it's a really important question. You know, at times in our history, we have some incredible moments. You know, the 1970 grand final, Jezelenko's incredible leap and mark. But also importantly, it's important to reflect and acknowledge the moments, you know, that sometimes we're not so proud of. So last week as a club, we came together with the family of Pastor Sir Doug Nicholls, you know, to acknowledge our past mistreatment, you know, all with a view to build strong relationships for the future. You know, this was a really positive experience for all, and it was received really well. You know, by devoting a round to this, you know, truly incredible man, it helps to educate the great majority of people. You know, a truly inspiring man, a role model we can all look up to and learn so much from.
And can you expand on the significance of the Indigenous round as a whole?
This round is so important to football because football brings us all together. Football is one of those things that can be a positive force for change. And, you know, here at Carlton, we encourage everyone to celebrate and embrace the rich cultural history, you know, our country's first people have to share. And we encourage everyone to be a part of it.
Three Carlton footballers currently on the team come from Indigenous backgrounds, including number 25, Clem Smith from Perth and the Noongar tribe. He says he really started embracing his heritage in year 8.
I just felt comfortable straight away, just getting painted up and dancing. It's kind of my thing. I'm kind of that hyper-energetic person that just loves to do anything. So I was actually planning to do a dance in front of the group, but I haven't found dancers, so I didn't really want to do the Noongar dances over here. I wanted to kind of learn the Victorian dance, like Indigenous dance moves and their stories over here, so I can try and learn that and do those dances, which would be pretty cool.
That's awesome. We should put you in the pregame show.
Oh, that'd be right. That'd be pretty fun.
The 20-year-old will be sticking to footy for this round, a round he says Sir Nicholls would be proud of. What do you think he'd say to you if Sir Doug Nicholls was alive today?
He'd be amazed how much the atmosphere has changed around the club and how much Indigenous players are wanted at this club. And pretty much everyone's wanted at this club equally. So I think, he'd be very, very happy at the moment with the club because they've just gone to a whole another level and making people feel wanted. And I think that's the main thing about Carlton, we're pretty much a whole of club, so it's good.
Smith says it's a change he's also happy about.
I just think just people having an understanding of Indigenous cultures and pretty much how bad it was back in the day when everything was pretty bad for Indigenous people, weren't allowed in shops, weren't allowed anything. Sir Doug Nicholls weren't allowed, they didn't even want to rub him down because and they didn't even want to play in the same team. So I just think it's great that everyone's having a better understanding and acknowledging what happened back then, and now everything's going well and everything's kind of fitting well together, so it's good.
What's it like for you to be on the team?
It's a big honour. I've dreamt about playing footy since I was young, so even getting into the club, and it's just a dream come true. It's my dream job, so I'm stoked about that, and just feeling wanted at this club is also a great thing. I know in some other clubs, not AFL, but step below, sometimes you don't feel wanted.
Yeah.
Whereas as soon as I got into this club, I felt like they wanted me here. Everyone was looking out for you, and it's just what you want going cross state. And just having another home outside of home, so it's perfect.
Do you think you guys will have a little bit more energy going out onto the Oval this weekend with Sir Doug Nicholls in mind?
I think we have more drive and more energetic to go out on the ground because we had a talk with all his families and just bringing them together with Carlton again, which has brought a real happy scene around Carlton and to their family as well, bringing us together, which is great. And I guess we want to play this round for him and play well and hopefully get a win.
We hope so too. Doug, what can Blues members and fans expect in the home matchup before Carlton takes on the Geelong Cats at Eddie Head Sunday?
This is an incredible round for all people to celebrate. The amazing and diverse Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures that have contributed so much to our favourite game, that being AFL. Before the game, we'll have an experience which is known as the Welcome to Country ceremony. It's a really important cultural ceremony. Also, there'll be a Didge performance from a man who has achieved a lot in his lifetime, including performing with Stevie Wonder, creating art for the likes of 50 Cent and Prince. This performance is not to be missed by the man whose name is Stan Yaramunya. And just before the first bounce, we'll welcome home one of Carlton Football Club's greatest legends, two-time premiership player, Uncle Sid Jackson, to do the honour of ringing the historical bell.
That's something fans will want to be part of. The ceremony starts about a half hour before the first bounce, so if you want to see it, you'll need to be in your seats by 12:40. Gates open at 11:10 a.m.
We encourage everyone to get along to this weekend's game. We need all of your support. And what a great occasion to be a part of. You know, we encourage everyone to embrace the round, learn a little bit more, you know, about the rich cultural history our country is so fortunate to have.
And as we step into this round, we honour Sir Doug Nicholls, not only for what he accomplished, but more importantly, what he stood for as a leader in the football industry and this country. So, that's it for the first edition of Brownlow's Blues, a crazy American's take on an incredible sport. I hope to give you an inside look at what goes on behind the scenes and the hard work of the people who make up this wonderful club. And I'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea for an episode or would like to know more about what's going on in a certain area of the Carlton FC, please feel free to send me an email at haley.winslow@carltonfc.com.au. That's haley.winslow@carltonfc.com.au. Thank you for listening, and until next time, go Navy Blues! From Icon Park, I'm Haley Brownlow Winslow, and this has been the first round of Brownlow's Blues.